My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today I would like to give you 2 points to reflect on the gospel reading we just heard. First is this. One of the striking things that about our Lord's life is that he was always on the move, walking with people, accompanying them, visiting homes of the sick, and so on. In the gospel today, the first disciple who are following Jesus ask him where he is staying, and he invites them, come and see. Imagine yourself being invited by the Lord to accompany him where he lives. Imagine an afternoon spent with him. How do you imagine it would be like? What would you like to talk about with him? Prayer is essentially spending time with Jesus at any place and at any time. And spending time with him means getting to know him more and being so blessed to be able to hear his words. We are usually awed at the presence of a holy person. How would you feel in Jesus' presence? The second point that I would like to share is that Andrew is one of the men who asked Jesus and went with Jesus and remained with him that day. Andrew is mentioned 3 times in John's gospel, and each time he is described as introducing someone to Jesus. In today's gospel, he introduces his brother Peter to Jesus. And Jesus eventually chooses Peter to be the rock upon which he builds his church. In the second case, Andrew introduces a boy with 5 loaves and 2 fish to Jesus. Jesus uses the loaves and fish to feed the hungry crowd of thousands. In the final instance, Andrew brings some Greeks to Jesus. Jesus uses this occasion to teach the crowd that he will be with him only a short while longer. The question for us is, who have we introduced to Jesus? Do you remember a person that we introduced to Jesus? So in this Mass, let us pray that the Lord help us imitate Andrew and share our blessing of meeting Jesus with our brothers and sisters. Amen.